Mnumzana Blessing Bere ophezulu ezama ukufaka impompi yokumunya amanzi emgodini lo ngomunye wezakhamizi zakulindawo ezimanyana ezibambanisana emizameni yokuhlenga abangamachuma amane laba njengoba kukhanya kungela sizo oluvela kuhulumende ukuba basizwe emgodini wobikwa utshona amamitha alikhulu lamachumi amahlanu i-150 meters. Ekhuluma kule ndawo omunye walabo ababone lokhu kusenzakala umnumzana owendliwayo uthi kakula sizo njalo akula themba ukuba abantu abadilikele umgodi lo bazasinda.
It's a sad scenario because first of all when the disaster occurs, people they focus on the victims, then they forget the parents or spouses of the victims. Because I believe they also need psychosocial support in the form of counseling, providing other equipment or foodstuffs. Because some of them they've traveled as far as Rusape.
Kuzwisa usizi ngoba okwakuqala lapho kule ngozi abantu bakhangela abantu ababesengozini bekhohlwe ngezihlobo zabo loba omkabo badinga usizo lokukhulunywa labo lokuphiwa ukudla. Abanye babo bavela khatshani endaweni ezifana le Rusape.
Uqhubeke sithi isehlakalo lesi siveza ukuba eleZimbabwe kalilungelanga ukulwisana lengozi ezifana lale ngoba kungela ndlela zokukhulumisana lezihlobo zalabo abawele ilingozi.
Where a disaster occurs, there need to establish an information desk where family members of the victims can access information on what is happening, on how far the rescue operation is gone and why is it taking long. So that is which I discover is lacking. And also the other thing is that the Minister of Mines, I think, their hands are tied. They are not doing work in terms of curbing the issue of the illegal miners.
Kufunakala ukuba kube lendlela zokukhuluma lesihlobo zabo ukuze bebekwazi ukuba kwenzakalani, ukuba ukukhitshwa kwabo sekusiphi isibanga njalo kungani kuthatha isikhathi. Ugatsha lwezokwembiwa elizweni kalwenzi okufaneleyo ukulungisa udaba lwabantu abemba okungekho emthethweni.
Abenhlanganiso ye-Center for Natural Resource Governance, CNRG, ebona ngezamalungelo emsebenzini wezokulondoloza kwezemvelo bathi lesi ngesinye sezihlakalo eziningi ezitholakala emsebenzini wezokwemba kungatholakali usizo oluphuthumayo. Ngomnyaka odlileyo kulo mgodi owadilikela uTekesha emsubulweni weMathabeni South esigodini abaningi balimala. UNkosazana Smitho Mlevu oyisikhulumeli se-CNRG uthi kumele igqitshelwe emgodi eyacinwa ukugejwa kudala.
Okufanele kwenziwe ukuze izehlakalo zabantu abadilikelwa imigodi kwele Zimbabwe ziphunguke ukuthi imigodi egejwa ngamakhampani amakhulu nxa isithe yavalwa kumbe yathiwa ngamakhampani lawo kufanele agqitshelwe ngesilungu bathi land reclamation ukuze kubuyele esimeni sakudala kungaqaliswa ukugejwa.
Kugcizelele sithi kumele uhulumende alungise udaba lomnotho elizweni ukuze udubo lwakuTekesha luphunguke.
Ukudilika kwemgodi lokhu kubangelwa yukuthi oTekesha laba basuka babe desperate kakhulu ngenxa yomkhonomi ofileyo kwele Zimbabwe, and ukuba desperate kwabo kusuka kwenze bablaste amaphila ayabe evambile phansi ngoba babe bekhangela ukuthi nantiyana igolide and liyabe likuphila eyabe ibambe umhlabathi ukuthi ungadilikeli.
Umqondisi wohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngokuhlengwa kwabantu engozini zemvelo lokuvikelwa kwazo olwe-Civil Protection Unit umnumzana Jonathan Nkomo utshele Studio 7 ukuba njengoba umthetho uvumela abantu makhaza ukuthi bancedise ngezikhathi zobunzima lezengozini zezemvelo, ubona njengohulumende labo kuzamele bancedise emngcwabeni kamnumzana Bere. Ekubuzweni ukuthi sebengaphi emzameni yokuhlenga abawelwe ingozi, uNkomo uthe okwamanje lokhu belisana nokudonsa amanzi emgodini lo obulesikhathi eside ungasetshenzwa. Imele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.